Folks, remember this day. This is one of those turning points. You think back and you ask yourself, how did we end up in a guerrilla war on U.S. soil? It's one of those turning points. It's today. Number one story in the nation is Karen Bass standing in between the military and ICE agents and MS-13, who control MacArthur Park in L.A. Outraged that anyone would remove the criminal gangs the Democrats have merged with, the criminal gangs that bring them their voters, maybe their kids, 300,000 of them. We've only found 6,000 so far. That's number one story. L.A. mayor demands ICE agents leave MacArthur Park. I can see this on my app that tracks what people are hitting, clicking, and liking, and sharing. Number two, shooter attacked border agents hours after Democrats said their voters wanted blood. And that's not surprising, because Democrat voters have been groomed for this by their lunatic leadership with lies, obfuscations, and exhortations to violence. Here's the article I'm talking about. Headline in Axios. Everybody should read it. It's crazy. Democrats told to get shot for the anti-Trump resistance. Here's what they did. Axios spoke to more than two dozen House Democrats. They all wanted anonymity for the most part, to offer candid insights into their interactions with constituents. And they say, well, you know, we want to be peaceful, but then we just went home on vacation. We did town halls, and our constituents want blood in the streets. What are we to do? We're so surprised, shocked even. We don't know what to do. Of course they know what to do. They groomed them for this. As town halls in their districts and one-on-one meetings with constituents and activist Democrats, members of Congress, Axios writes, are facing a growing thrum of demands to break the rules, fight dirty, and not be afraid to get hurt. House Democrats told Axios they are seeing growing anger among their base. Yeah, because they keep lying to them. That has in some cases morphed into a disregard for American institutions, political traditions, and even the rule of law. This idea that we're going to shave every norm and that we're not going to play the Republican game, I don't think that's resonating with the voters anymore, said one House Democrat. They want blood. Another told Axios, there is a sense of fear and despair and anger among voters that puts us in a different position where we can't keep following the norms of decorum. Axios spoke to more than two dozen House Democrats for this story, many requesting an anonymity to offer candid insights about their interactions with constituents. For months, Democrat lawmakers have fumed that their base's demands to fight harder misunderstand the lack of legislative and investigative power that they have as a minority party in Congress. We've got people desperately wanting us to do something. No matter what we say, they want more, said Representative Brad Schneider, the chair of the center-left New Democrat Coalition. Liberal voters have angrily accosted Democrats at town halls for not doing enough to counter Trump. They say in response, Democrats have tried to up the ante, heckling Trump, blah, blah, blah. But they're hearing it's not enough. The grassroots wants more. Some of them suggested what we really need to do is be willing to get shot when visiting ICE facilities or federal agencies. Our own base is telling us what we're doing is not good enough. There needs to be blood to grab the attention of the press and the public. A fourth House Democrat and constituents have told them civility isn't working. Prepare for violence to fight and protect our democracy. Yes, this is exactly what these sheeple in the streets have been groomed to say and to do. A fifth House Democrat told Axios, people online have sent me crazy, starts with S and ends with T, told me to storm the White House and stuff like that. There are always people on the internet saying crazy stuff. A sixth Democrat said when they try to persuade voters to channel their frustrations into a focus on winning back Congress, people who are angry don't accept that. They're angry beyond things. They want blood. It's like the Roman Colosseum. People just want more and more and more of this spectacle. Of course they do. They've been primed for it. Folks, what you're reading here in Axios is not an honest report on what's going on. This is a feedback loop, okay? The reason that dozens of Democrats did this interview, they planned this, okay? This is all planned, is to tell their constituents, see, everybody thinks blood is normal. Everybody wants blood. Everybody should be out there in the street looking for some blood, looking to knock some heads, kill some ICE agents. Go ahead and dox an ICE agent's kid. Heck, show up on his front porch More than 1,000 showed up at Homan's house. They were angry and screaming and seething like they needed an exorcism. It's all very normal. That is the purpose of this article. The Democrats doing that. They're not just reacting honestly to, wow, we're so shocked at the blood our constituents want. No, this is a feedback loop. This is programming. They are grooming their lunatic fringe base. Folks, they know their base is crazy. 51% of Democrat women self-describe having a mental illness to Gallup in 2020. They know this. They know they just need to push the right buttons, and they have. Remember all of this?
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. The Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Mask agents of the state in unmarked vehicles are terrorizing communities. They are disappearing people.
That's the stuff of authoritarian states. The combination of these Gestapo-like tactics.
This is actually about Donald Trump building modern-day concentration camps in an effort to disappear people from our communities.
You open the app, it looks like a map, and users can tap the map to report an ICE sighting in their area. And then everybody who uses the platform within 5 miles of that sighting will get a push alert.
See how it works? They foment with fake news, the outrage, the fascist, the Hitler. Then CNN highlights, oh, here's the app where you can go find some ICE agents to hurt or kill. Not that we would ever condone that. And then the Democrat leadership says, oh, you're not alone if you're sitting in your apartment with your mother's basement with your cat seething. No, no. Everybody, all our constituents that we keep meeting, all of these Democrats, they all, in our grassroots, they just all want violence. They want blood. So you're totally normal. Go ahead and get some. Go ahead, do it for us. Folks, there's an easy answer to this. Nobody on our side is saying this. If Democrats want open borders, you don't have to kill for that. Change the law. Then ICE can't enforce it. Run on it. Run on open borders. Every city can have a MacArthur Park for MS-13 to operate out of. Little 12-year-old girls can get raped all the time, like Jocelyn Nungery. It'll be great. Run on it. Run on it. Run on it. Change the law. But they won't. Will they? You know what they're doing? They imported a shadow nation of replacement voters, 20 to 50 million strong, and they're getting violent to protect them. They now represent a shadow nation, not us. And that is what they want their sheeple in the street protecting. The end was coming. Said who? All the right people. I mean, they're all so smart. We should listen to them all the time. Yeah, the tariffs. The tariffs are going to cause inflation, something your humble host told you was economically, mathematically impossible. I was correct. I should be the Federal Reserve Chairman. I'm serious. Ben, well, I've explained it. There's only one way to cause inflation. Only one. Print money. That way, every dollar is worth less. So you have to spend more of those dollars to buy things. Simple concept. Tariffs cannot cause inflation. That is impossible. Now, tariffs theoretically could cause the price of goods to go up, sure, but they're not going to cause inflation. Only debasing your currency does that. I explained that. I spoke slowly so that even the Federal Reserve Chairman could understand, but no, he doesn't get it because he's a liar. He knows. He's just trying to tank Trump's economy. But back to the hysteria, the never-ending tariff-mageddon, the way we would suffer. Oh, so bad, they said.
This is an economic Armageddon that's coming for the U.S. consumer and the economy.
You see all of his cabinet members, his other aides, going on TV and you know, glorifying the tariff-mageddon we have just been through and are still going through.
President Trump shrugs as the stock market plunges and the dollar weakens amid warnings that his tariffs could throw the United States into a recession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So, and it was reported as fact, do you remember this? Reported as fact that the month of April, when he rolled these tariffs out, would be the largest crash in the stock market since the Great Depression. Oh, and it went on and on and on.
It was very clear that these tariffs are going to be passed on to American consumers and are going to slow down the economy.
The best hope for our economy is that there will be enough damage to markets quickly that the administration is led to correct.
They have created havoc in our economy, economy that was improving, and now we have people out there scared to death.
How's that going? Not so good for the tariff-mageddon crowd. I can't. This is like Lucy in the football. You remember they did this last time with Trump tariffs, last time he was in office. And in the end, after just literally months and months and months, including the Wall Street Journal, which is supposed to actually understand these issues of fear-mongering, even the Wall Street Journal had to admit, you know, the tariffs weren't that bad. They actually kind of helped. But I mean, surely that's not happening this time, is it? This just broke.
So it is kind of remarkable to look at all of the experts who say that these tariffs are going to raise the price of everything, and that's apparently not what's happening.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. So a new work that that our team has done, that'll be on the Council of Economic Advisors website today, you know, what we did was we looked at in every category in the inflation index. We looked at how much of it is coming from imports, both whether the good itself is an import, but also whether it, you know, uses intermediate goods, that is parts in between the raw product and the finished product that come from abroad. And so we have a measure for each product in the index about how much of an import it is. And what we find is exactly what you said before, that imported goods are actually getting cheaper, while overall goods are getting more expensive. And since December, so before the president took office, because tariffs started coming in January, you know, the first day of the president's term, he started with new tariffs. The price of overall goods has gone up by about 0.4% since December. The price of imported goods has gone down by 0.1%. So not only is there no evidence that the tariffs are leading to any economically significant inflation at all, but it seems, if anything, the opposite is happening.
Can you explain for people who are not an economic expert why this is happening?
So part of the reason why it's happening is because the United States holds all the cards here, right? We have the leverage because we're the largest consumer market in the world, because we have flexibility about who we can buy from, where we can choose to import from, or to make things domestically ourselves instead. And that gives us the leverage to create a situation in which other people have to ultimately bear the burden of these tariffs. And that's part of why what you're seeing in the data is that there's no inflation as a result of these things. There's no increase in consumer prices as a result of these tariffs. And if anything, the situation is actually extremely benign. So those who have been very concerned about tariffs have got it wrong again, just as they did in 2018, 2019.
It is kind of remarkable to think about. You know, we often talk about the power of our military, but the power of our economy is probably the greatest weapon that we have.
Bingo. Yep, got it wrong again. You know what's remarkable about this, folks? The entire financial media got it wrong. So this wasn't like just some talking heads on like CNN Business or something like that. This is the entire financial media, supposed to be the smartest people on the planet. Oh, they all went to Yale and Harvard, and they all have these vaunted backgrounds and all the right investment funds. I mean, a person like me or you, we'd never get a job with these people. Not smart enough. Oh, no, they're so much smarter. Or are they? Are they? It is amazing the size of and the scope of the lie in this country. It is amazing. But who is actually smarter than all of these people? The ones who went to Yale and Harvard and places we'll never be let into. The ones who, after going to Yale and Harvard and graduating at the top of their class, were able to get, if they were liberal, jobs in all of the right financial houses, places you and I'll never work. Who was smarter? I'll remind you. And what makes it even sweeter is this is a finding of Vanguard, delivering the message here is Scott Bessent, our Treasury Secretary. Hold on, Tim. Let me play this because this is awesome. Who didn't fall for this crap that every single one of these big shiny shoes Wall Street investment houses fell for? Who didn't fall for it? Who was smarter? The American people.
The Vanguard, one of the largest money management firms in America, said that over the past 100 days, 97% of Americans haven't done a trade. And in fact, individual investors have held tight while institutional investors have panicked. So individual investors trust investors trust President Trump.
Megan.
97% of individual investors went pfft as they tanked tanked the stock market with their fake rhetoric. And I'm going to believe them. Bunch of shiny shoes liars. They're just trying to help the Democrats. We were right. Best poll ever. Didn't sell off during the scare. And you know what? You see the markets? Yeah, I've hit an all-time high a couple times in recent weeks. If you predicted that on CNBC, CNN Business, or even Fox Business, because they got hysterical too, back in April, they would have treated you like a mental defective and you'd never be allowed back on. And you know what? You'd have been right. Don't listen to these people. They're crazy.